The association between obesity and insulin resistance is well established. However, data concerning the relationship between cardiorespiratory fitness and insulin resistance in obese adolescents, especially in those with varying obesity categories, are quite limited. The results of our study show that obese adolescents with good cardiorespiratory fitness have lower insulin resistance than obese adolescents with poor cardiorespiratory fitness. Moreover, there is no difference in insulin resistance between severely obese adolescents with good cardiorespiratory fitness and mildly obese adolescents with poor cardiorespiratory fitness. Thus, the improvement of cardiorespiratory fitness in obese adolescents, including those with severe obesity, should be a therapeutic goal.